Well, Lasserre was beginning to bring in another era after the new addition was built on the meeting house, and the stove was removed and central heat was put in. I don't know. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Stop for lunch and go back on the other side.
Yeah. Well,
what about the Plainfield meetings and this particular time?
Well, I haven't described the Half Yearly meetings yet in much detail, but. There were only two meetings in the half-yearly meeting then.
Yeah.
And so they had cars, and they would come by car to, they were among the earliest people to get cars in the 20th century. But so we did always have them at Manasquan half-yearly meeting, and we got to half-yearly meeting one way or the other. I can't remember. My mother and I always came by, I believe it was the Reading Railroad that had the railway station within sight of the meeting house at Plainfield. It made a terrific racket whenever anybody got up to speak. And long freight trains would go by, and still do, I presume. Yeah. Yeah. So that, well, the...
Were these all-day affairs? Or did people stay over? Or?
We stayed over, of course, because it was... yes, they stayed over. Visitors came from distant places, sometimes from upstate New York, and sometimes from Purchase, and sometimes from Canada, and to a half-yearly meeting. And I remember these. I'm going to say a little about visiting friends in this context, which is a very special context because it's Hicks, I guess, Friends General Conference, where there is no...